This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Union Cabinet has approved the Mission for Atmanirbharta Impulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency impulses. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the mission will be implemented over a six-year period from 2025-2020 till 2031 with a financial outlay of 11,440 crore rupees.
11,440 crore rupees ke
with a total outlay of 11,440 crore, we have launched a new mission to achieve self-reliance or Atmanirbharta impulses. Over the next 6 years, several initiatives will be undertaken under this mission. First, we will focus on increasing productivity. Second, we aim to expand the area under pulse cultivation. And third, we will work on strengthening the entire value chain.
Complete value chain pe kaam karna.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its nod to the opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. The nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha has been organized at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat in the national capital. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. To mark the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi, the International Day of Non-Violence is being observed today globally. In June 2007, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution in affirming non-violence as a universal principle and promoting a global culture of peace and tolerance. President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary. In her message, President Murmu said, "This is an occasion to dedicate to the ideals and values of father of the nation." She added that Mahatma Gandhi has given the message of peace, tolerance and truth, which is an inspiration for the entire humanity. She further stated that he dedicated his life to eradicating untouchability, illiteracy, addiction and other social evils and provided strength and support to the weaker sections of society. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Dashera celebrations at Madhav Das Park, Red Fort in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in the Dashera celebrations organized by the IP Extension Ram Leela Committee in the national capital. On the occasion of centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, main program will be held in the presence of former President Ramnath Kovind at Rishambagh in Nagpur this morning. Sarsang Chalak, Dr. Bhagwat, will deliver his main address on Vijayadashmi, and distinguished guests from across the country and abroad have been invited to watch this ceremony in Nagpur. A turnout of about 21,000 Swayamsevaks is expected in this year's special program. Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav will inaugurate National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology NIELIT Digital University NDU platform in New Delhi today. The platform is designed to democratize access to high-quality digital education. On the occasion, the minister will also virtually inaugurate 5 new NIELIT centers at Muzaffarpur in Bihar, Balasore in Odisha, Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh, Lunglai in Mizoram and Daman. In cricket, the two-match test series between hosts India and West Indies is set to begin this morning. The first match will be played at the iconic Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 9:30 a.m. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025, defending champions Australia defeated New Zealand by 89 runs in a one-sided match at Holkar Cricket Stadium in Indore last night. Today, Bangladesh will take on Pakistan at the R. Premadesa Stadium in Colombo. The match will begin at 3 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.